Earlier in the month, high school seniors from 16 school districts in northeastern Utah competed in the annual Sterling Scholarship Awards program. Scholarship advisor with the Park City High School, Pepper Elliott, attended the event. She says it's an intense day for students, but it also provides real-world experiences. Students start their application process in November, and the judges are looking for more than top academic credentials.
They look really closely at students that are very well-rounded, that have just a really strong academic performance, especially within their category, and then that also have shown like a real commitment to community service. So they look at community service that they've done, and they also want to see, you know, any ways that they've just been really innovative within the field that they're selected for.
Senior Sean Roberts won the Sterling Scholar Award in Business and Marketing. Josie Slobodeau received the top award for dance.
Josie had an original, choreographed dance that she performed for the judges. And then as soon as she was finished, I mean, still out of breath, they said, all right, now we want you to do a, impromptu, here's a scarf, make up a dance right now to celebrate spring for us, you know, no music, just, and she did it. And then afterwards they interview the kids for 10 to 15 minutes, leadership and service questions. And
Park City's three runners-up were Camille Breholtz in English, Claire Oberg for the general category, and April Byes for vocal performance. Wasatch High School Communications Director Kirsta Albert says they had four winners from their district. Stephen Rowe was the mathematics winner. Alana Linford won in world languages. Maddie Willis won in the visual arts category. And Amelia Sisowitz won for the general scholarship. Wasatch School District had 11 runners-up, and their names will be listed on kpcw.org. It's a busy time of the year for scholarship advisors. Not only do they help the Sterling Scholars prepare for the end-of-year competition, but also help with financial aid applications. And Park City's Pepper Elliott coordinates the community scholarship program.
But right now, I'm working with a bunch of community members and businesses trying to put together all the scholarships for the kids on Monday. The scholarship's open for them to apply and try for, and then the end of April, the community members come in and they look through the applications to select someone to award their scholarship to. So there's just a lot going on right now. That's true.
Winners and runner-ups receive cash prizes as well as scholarships from colleges across the state. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.